Thank you and good evening, everyone. First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith has sent the Board of Supervisors and the Governor's Office a letter of resignation that will take effect on August 3rd. The letter states that Smith is stepping down due to illness and under orders from his doctors. The Board of Supervisors will discuss the matter at tomorrow's meeting and provide direction to staff on whether or not the Board wishes to send a letter to Governor Brown recommending a temporary replacement supervisor to fill out Smith's term, which ends in December. It's up to the governor whether or not to appoint someone to fill that position, and the supervisors will also discuss the direction it will take in filling board appointments that will be left vacant with Smith's resignation. The Board of Supervisors will also revisit the implementation of an emergency ordinance in March that severely limited the time and manner in which public protests can be held in front of the courthouse. The emergency ordinance, which passed with a 4-1 vote, prohibits permanent structures, camping gear, and any protesting between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The county has been sued over the ordinance, and at tomorrow's meeting, the board will deal with issues regarding the enforcement and the legality of the ordinance. The board will hear staff reports regarding on which county properties the ordinance applies, the enforcement of multiple and conflicting codes between different agencies, i.e., city, county, and state, and deciding what restrictions are appropriate for personal property on county property. Last week, Eureka police officers removed chairs and other items from in front of the courthouse after multiple complaints. On Saturday night, Eureka police officers, along with the canine unit, arrested 32-year-old Eureka resident John Henry Lee after he fled on foot, after officers stopped to detain him as a suspect in a robbery incident on Friday night at Kmart. Lee was arrested after the canine unit caught up to him, and before being booked into county jail, he was treated for dog bite injuries. Police suspect that Lee was in Kmart on Friday night and asked the jewelry counter clerk to show him a pair of diamond earrings. Lee then allegedly forcefully ripped the earrings from the clerk and fled the store. He was booked on a robbery and a probation violation charge. The Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report after learning that 40-year-old Big Lagoon resident Catherine Gillum failed to return home after a trip to Oregon last week. Family members had assumed Gillum had made it home safely, but did not realize she had not until last Wednesday when they notified authorities. Gillum is a Native American female, 5'4", 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last driving a silver Mitsubishi Endeavor with the license plate number 6UXE841. Anyone with information about Gillum is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods, like hundreds of other state community colleges, is keeping an eye on the result of Governor Brown's tax initiatives on the November ballot. If those initiatives fail, Redwoods will see another cut in state funding, and that directly impacts students and faculty. Catherine Lehner, the school's new president, highlights the importance of the school's strategic plan in the face of dwindling state funds.
Emphasis with the budget decreases that we've had, and it should be this way all the time, is that you spend your money on your high priority areas. So you should have a strategic plan, an educational master plan, a technology plan, a facilities plan, and then as you go through the budget process, it's a matter of putting your resources where your strategic plan says.
By using the strategic plan as the guideline for where money should be spent, Lehner believes it helps students and the school.
And the alternative is, and many agencies do it this way, the alternative is if there's extra money in the budget, you just spread it out. Everybody gets a 5% increase or whatever. Or as you cut, you do across-the-board cuts, and you cut 10% from every department. That is not using your strategic plan to do your budgeting. So it is analyzing which things you want to spend the money on to help the students.
You can view CR Strategic Plan at its website, redwoods.edu. And that's the news on this Monday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.